coming to God as yourself is the easiest thing. God will recognize that. You won't have a hard time having a direct conversation. And the same thing is true of anybody you want to serve. But it's pretty hard to serve other people, really, when you're not being yourself. Then all you're being is a machine. Machines can help. We taught you a lot of great patterns that can help. But your greatest skill, my friends, will not be the skills we gave you here. The greatest skill you can have is when you're being yourself, you're being authentic, and you're coming from your heart. And you care about these people. The greatest competitive advantage in life and business and life and making a difference is caring. Sincerely caring about the person you're trying to serve. You may screw up, you may say stuff, things don't work, but I'll tell you what, something inside of you will guide you to the place of really serving. If your desire is to serve and your heart is to really love this human being, you can forget 90% of what we taught you and you will find a way. But with what we've taught you here, you've got a great, great set of 25 years condensed down to the most simple forms I could offer you. And you know what's cool? You'll come up with your own ways to get the same outcomes. The most important thing you've learned here is diagnosis. The habit of breaking patterns. That's all you know, is to figure out what's going on. Break it, break it, break it, break it. They'll create new patterns on their own, even if you can't figure it out. A little reinforcement and you're there. So, you stand it very calmly. I'm just curious as to what you've gotten out of this conversation.
Thinking about it as well, and I was just praying that I can sit down or I can go on the stage and you're going to help me from this, what I have created or what I'm going to do. And I really couldn't concentrate it very well, but I was trying. And
let me ask you a question.
Well, I still kind of don't, you know, it's difficult to be yourself and you kind of don't know who you are.
Okay, so that's another lie. So your only problem is lying. Now you're going to try and really look me in the face and tell me you can't change these patterns of pretending you don't know what's right for you. Do you know what's right for you?
Yeah, I
okay,
know.
Okay, well then all the rest of the stuff is an act that you've done for godly knows how long. And it's not pretty. Because it's not the real you. The real you is very beautiful. What's right? What's right for you?
What I really, really want is to do everything I want without thinking what are the others thinking about me, without judgment.
Now, would you like to know the solution to that?
It would be wonderful, yeah.
Yes, I will give you the solution now. You'll remember as long as you live.
I believe you.
I believe you too. Because if you don't remember this, you'll have pain the rest of your life. And if you do remember this, you will absolutely, for the rest of your life, you will always go back to thinking about what other people think, because we all want love. So it's not that you think about it. It's that you let it dominate you. You know the difference? So when it starts to dominate you, all you have to do is be spontaneous. Spontaneity kills your policeman. Whatever you do spontaneously will be the real you. So if those you've been looking for the real you, be spontaneous and you'll find him or her. The scary part is you're a him and find a her. That might be scary to you, but that's okay. Isn't that the secret? Think about it. Being spontaneous. I don't show up in an event like this. I have no clue what the hell I'm going to say, frankly. I have outcomes. And then I communicate. I have ideas or stories of things, and then I communicate. I'm 10 times more effective then than if I've got some constructed outline of what I'm supposed to do, what I'm going to do, and how I'm going to do it. Even when I have something I know I need to deliver in a very specific way, like at certain events, I know what people need to know. I've said it enough ways, I know what reaches the largest number of people. I still have to have spontaneity in my tone or my temper, how I deliver it, or I put something else in there. I can never do it the same exact thing, right? Spontaneity. And most of all that I talk, even that seems conditioned or consistent, came out of spontaneity. I did something spontaneously, I saw it worked, and my brain went, remember that? Do it again. Virtually all that I have came out of spontaneity. All of that you've learned here that came out of me, now some of you learned here came out of NLP, those skills came out of John Grinder and Richard Bandler, but all the things that have come out of me, which is virtually all the diagnostic aspects of it, the understanding what drives people, where it comes from, all the six needs aspect of it, the triad, all that was spontaneous. And the way I do it is I go, you know, really, there's three reasons this happens. I have no idea if there's three reasons. I just say that, and then I figure out how to fill in the blanks very quickly, and the three come out. I do that all the time. You know, I don't know. I just throw it out there, and then guess what? My brain figures it out. Usually there are three. Sometimes there are four. So I go, you know what? Actually, there's four. That's how it is. Now then, after I've done it, I test it. You know, I see, is this really true? But you know what's amazing? Spontaneously, it's your unconscious. It knows. Your intuition knows. Your intuition, you know what's right for you. You know what the hell's going on. But the problem is that most of you in this room have this belief that if you just get rid of your problem, everything will be okay. But let me give you a clue. Some problems are normal. And if you spend all your time solving problems, you have no life. Embrace your problem. Maybe your problem is really your strength. If it's allowing you to be yourself and not be so fearful, dance with your damn problem. Sage has a great thing. She says, you know, something's really fearful. She's really afraid of something. She says, you know, hug the monster. You know, she has those big, ugly teddy bears she had. She really gets freaked out about something. Her metaphor is, think of things she's freaked about, and instead of running from it, hug it. Hug the monster. Great, great approach. Hug the monster. And you know what? You may discover it's not a monster at all. So you've been making up it's a monster because you got this thing inside your head that says, oh, that's how it has to be. Why do we have to have 50-story excuses? Why can't you just own yourself? Tell yourself the truth. Listen, we all lie to ourselves. I've done it for plenty of years. I'm going to rant because I'm ranting myself because I'm not going there anymore. But I tell you because I care. Because you can't be happy. You can't be happy being dishonest with yourself. I did this thing, I was like, the art of fulfillment, you know? Like, just enjoying life. It's an art to find joy in any moment. That's an art. Because there's unlimited ways to find joy right now, isn't there? Did you have a good laugh just now? Me too. But you know what? That was art.
That didn't look like art to me.
It was art for me. It may not be art for you. That's okay with me. But you know what? Not everybody has to share the same art. It's a personal thing. So by the way, I don't know, you know, that if you see that, you know, what's his name, the artist formerly known as Prince, you know, he changed his name and stuff, you know, and now Puff Daddy's changed his name to some new thing, everything else. I've said the same thing. I'm going to change my name too. I have a new spiritual name now. Now that I'm this fully integrated man, I'm now Nirvana. So if you want to know that, that's my name from now. Like, just address me as Nirvana. We don't need to be anything but ourselves. And we can't be anything but ourselves. We can pretend to be something else, but we can't. And you know the answer. The answer is, stop saying, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. You know the truth. I know you don't know, but if you didn't know, you know, I do know. I know exactly what I want for my life. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. It's all the, I don't know, I don't know. It's all the incantations you're saying to me. Put yourself in a strong triad. Put yourself in a strong physiology, certainty, say, here's what I want. People are afraid to do that because put yourself in what? What if you try to go get it and it doesn't show up? What if other people notice? Then you're not so significant. Then you fail. Then you need a reason. Better have a few of those breaker switches up before you go there. Breaker switches cause you never to engage all your power. The same thing that keeps you from letting the power hit you is what keeps you from using the power that's in you. All those belief stories that you have, but they are belief stories, belief systems, they're just keeping you from engaging your true self. And I totally understand that it's hard to be your true self because people have a difficult time with that. Because everybody wants certainty, especially in relationships, right? Somebody starts behaving radically different, people freak out. How many of you have somebody at home that's a little worried about you coming to this training? So the way you handle that is very simple. It's two levels. One is you decide who your peers are going to be. You decide who your peers are going to be, because what's going to shape you when you leave here is not this conversation I've had today. This conversation I've had with you today was not designed to teach you something new. This conversation today was me to drop in and to stimulate you to ask some new questions. That's all I want to do today, because you got more than enough skills leaving here. I can tell you, teach you 22 more skills. That's not what you need. You got to answer the question, who am I? Who am I? Who am I been projecting versus who am I really? And the answer to that question, very simply to start with, is who are you when you're spontaneous? When I'm spontaneous, what am I like? I'm irreverent. I'm crazy. I'm loving. I'm passionate. I'm intense. I'm warm. I'm stupid. I'm silly. I'm weird. I love it. Now, it doesn't always come across elegant and isn't always totally effective, but it's me. I like it. And boy, when you start liking yourself even more, then you know what's really cool? You have no difficulty attracting somebody who likes you for you, because you're the only person that's around instead of all these other people. Does this make sense? So I have a question for you. You're smiling now from ear to ear. Why are you smiling now?
Because, you know, I'm standing here because you don't know that. When I came here, it was my first time that I stepped up in my life. And it was just, I had this unbelievable fear to say something in public. I wasn't able to talk, to just group of four people. I was just totally calm and shy. And then thanks all these wonderful people. Thank you guys. I really was able to step up the second day.
Yes.
Since then I haven't done it again. But, you know, and I'm standing here and I'm not nervous. And I'm just talking to you, which is, oh my goodness, unbelievable. And I'm not nervous and I just feel great.
Yes.
And I just, first time in my life, I just really feel that I really can be crazy and that I can do whatever I want and people are gonna love me because I'm just, I mean, I'm really...
Let me burst your bubble. Not everybody's gonna love you. But Jesus didn't pull that one off either, so you're in good company.
Thank you.
So you're in very good company if you're not loved by everyone.
Yeah, I think. Because I really would love to, you know, to be spontaneous and just...
You'd love to be or you're going to be?
I'm going to be.
Or you are?
Yeah. I am.
Yes, I like that. Very nice. Give her a big hand. Oh, yes. Okay, you can have a seat. She's enjoying just standing there so much now. It's like, I'm here.
This session continues on the next CD.